This audio file is created by Panopener. You can get it at www.panopreter.com. Holy Trinity Monday. First posted May 12th, 2008. Psalm 31:1-5, 6-18, 19-24. Trust in the Lord. Paraphrase, I seek refuge in the Lord. May I never be put to shame. Because the Lord is righteous, He will deliver me. He will hear me and quickly rescue me. Please, Lord, be my refuge and strong fortress to save me. Yes, You are my rock and fortress. For Your name's sake, character and glory, You will lead me and guide me. Remove me from the hidden trap that has been set for me, for You are my protector. Into Thy hands I commit my spirit, Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Psalm 31:5. The Lord detests those who trust in vain idols. My trust is in the Lord. I will rejoice and celebrate Your steadfast love. You know my afflictions and adversities, and have not let my enemies capture me. You have given me solid footing. Lord, be gracious to me. My soul and body are worn out with grief. For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my misery and my bones waste away. Psalm 31:10. I am the scorn of all my adversaries, a horror to my neighbors, and object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the streets flee from me. I have passed out of mind like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel. Yea, I hear the whispering of many terror on every side. Yes, they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life. But I trust in Thee, O Lord, I say, Thou art my God. My times are in Thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and persecutors. Psalm 31:11-15. Look upon me with favor and, in steadfast love, save me. I call upon Thee, let me not be put to shame. It is the wicked who will be ashamed. They will die unable to justify their deeds. Their lies will be mute and their pride, contempt and insolence against the righteous will be silenced. Those who fear the Lord will discover His abundant goodness for those who take refuge in Him. In His presence He hides them from the plots of men and verbal fighting. May the Lord be blessed for His wondrous steadfast love for me. When I was under attack like a besieged city, I was afraid that I was far from the Lord's help, but He heard and delivered me. All His saints love the Lord, but He will adequately repay the haughty. May those who wait for the Lord be strong and take courage. Commentary, this psalm is attributed to David, the great shepherd king of Israel. David was prophetic, and the word of God in this psalm was fulfilled by Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the son of David and eternal heir to David's throne. Jesus quoted and fulfilled Psalm 31:5 as He yielded up His spirit on the cross. Luke 23:46, see also Psalm 22, compare Matthew 27:46. On the cross Jesus' body and soul, and His days and years, were spent with grief and sorrow. His physical strength failed, and His bones wasted away. Psalm 31:9-10. Jesus had become the scorn of His adversaries. His disciples had fled from Him in fear. Around the cross He heard the whispering of His enemies as they carried out their plot to kill Him. Matthew 27:39-44. Mark 15:29-32, Luke 23:35-38. Jesus came to reveal God's steadfast love, faithfulness and power to save those who put their trust in the Lord. Jesus committed His spirit into the hand of God and God redeemed Him from physical death to eternal life. Jesus came to show us by His example that we can entrust our lives and our eternal souls to the Lord and He will save and preserve us. God's Word contains great and precious promises which we can claim by faith, obedient trust. God's Word is eternally true, and fulfilled over and over again as the conditions for its fulfillment are met. Those who, like David, seek refuge and salvation in the Lord will testify to the Lord's power, love and faithfulness to save and vindicate them over their enemies. David experienced attack by powerful worldly enemies and learned from experience that the Lord hears and rescues us when we call upon Him in faith, obedient trust for help. Countless believers since then, including myself, have trusted the promises in this text, experienced and testified to the power, love and faithfulness of God to deliver us from our enemies. I have had times when I felt surrounded by enemies who plotted against me, and I found that there is true refuge and protection only in the Lord. When I have felt under attack, I have learned to turn to the Psalms, and have been encouraged and strengthened to trust in the Lord and to wait for His deliverance. Those who trust in their own resources and abilities will ultimately be defeated. Jesus' enemies will go to eternal death and hell without a single word to defend them at the day of judgment. In that day, the lies and insolence of the enemies of Christ will be silenced forever. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.